الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا، واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ كنتم أعداء فألف بين قلوبكم فأصبحتم بنعمته إخوانا وكنتم على شفا حفرة من النار فأنقذكم منها، كذلك يبين الله لكم آياته لعلكم تهتدون. وقال تعالى في مقام آخر: إنما المؤمنون إخوة فأصلحوا بين أخويكم واتقوا الله لعلكم ترحمون. وقال تعالى في مقام آخر: يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا يسخر قوم من قوم عسى أن يكونوا خيرا منهم، ولا نساء من نساء عسى أن يكن خيرا منهن، ولا تلمزوا أنفسكم ولا تنابزوا بالألقاب، بئس الاسم الفسوق بعد الإيمان، ومن لم يتب فأولئك هم الظالمون. وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم: والله في عون العبد ما كان العبد في عون أخيه. وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم: مثل المؤمنين في توادهم وتراحمهم وتعاطفهم مثل الجسد، إذا اشتكى منه عضو تداعى له سائر الجسد بالسهر والحمى. وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم: لا يحل لمسلم أن يهجر أخاه فوق ثلاث، فمن هجر فوق ثلاث فمات دخل النار. وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم: إياكم والظن، فإن الظن أكذب الحديث، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والتسليم. صدق الله المولانا العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. My respected ulama ikram, brothers and elders, mothers and sisters in Islam, we very well know the Islam that today you and I portray and the Islam that Sahaba ikram presented to the world, there is a major difference. The outward appearance of Sahaba ikram, the dealings of Sahaba ikram, the conduct of Sahaba ikram, the behavior of Sahaba ikram itself was an open invitation to Islam. What the outward appearance of Sahaba did to the kuffar and how their hearts melted, Allah's Qasam, lectures of ours cannot do that. And it was because the true Islam that they presented to the world, this is why the unseen help of Allah was with the Sahaba. That Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu sitting on the minbar, he is addressing Ya Sar Ya Al Jabal. See behind you the enemy is advancing from the mountain. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu writes to the River Nile, إِن كُنْتَ تَجْرِي مِنْ قِبْلِكَ فَلَا تَجْرِي. If you are flowing on your own will and desire, don't flow, we don't need you. وَإِن كَانَ اللَّهُ يُجْرِيكَ. But if you are flowing on the amr and on the order and the will and the desire of Allah, فَأَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ الْوَاحِدَ الْقَهَّارِ. Then I turn to Allah and I plead and I ask Allah to make you flow. Wasila bin Asqar radiallahu anhu says, we were surrounded by the kuffar, كَالنُّقْتَةِ الْبَيْضَاءِ فِي جِلِّ ثَوْرٍ أَسْوَدٍ, like a white dot on a black cow. The black cow was the figure of the kuffar and we were like the white dot. مَا كَانَ شِعَارُنَا إِلَّا يَا رَبَّ مُحَمَّدٍ أُنصُرْ أُمَّةَ مُحَمَّدٍ. Only one cry we had before Allah: O the Lord of Muhammad, through the intercession of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, help the ummah of Muhammad. My respected brothers, that was one unanimous ummah. That was one dynamic force that had the taqat of Allah, that had the unseen help of Almighty Allah with them. In farajat min as-sama'i furja, the sky split, wa kharajat minha khuyubun shuhabun, and horsemen descended, asinnatu rimahihim talma', the spears were glittering, and they came with the glad tidings, abshiru ya ummat Muhammad, faqad atakum Allahu bin nasr, glad tidings, Allah has decided to send his help to you. وَلَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِبَدْرٍ وَأَنْتُمْ أَذِلَّةٌ فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Allah helped you on the plains of Badr. إِذْ تَقُولُ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَلَنْ يَكْفِيَكُمْ أَنْ يُمِدَّكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ بِثَلَاثَةِ آلَافٍ. Sahaba Ikram 313, ill-equipped. Allahumma innahum jiyaa, wallah my sahaba are hungry. Allahumma innahum urat, wallah my sahaba are naked. Ya Allah, tu unko khila de, tu unko pehna de. But they turned to Almighty Allah and they had that unity and that ukhuwat. So, بَلَا إِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا وَيَأْتُوكُمْ مِنْ فَوْرِهِمْ هَذَا يُمْدِدُكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ بِخَمْسَةِ آلَافٍ. Allah's help came on the cry. Unke ishaare se khuda ki kasam aasman se barish hoti thi. They lifted their hands and Almighty Allah sent down 1,000 malaika. And what daraja Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, لَعَلَّ اللَّهَ اِطَّلَعَ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ بَدْرٍ فَقَالَ اِعْمَلُوا مَا شِئْتُمْ فَقَدْ غَفَرْتُ لَهُمْ. Allah loved the action of Badr so much that Allah has rewarded the participants of Badr in such a manner that Allah says, because of participating in Badr, all your sins are forgiven, you can do what you want to. Of course, Sahaba did not take advantage of this opportunity to explain the importance and the darja and the status of Badr. So much so that Jibreel came to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَا تَعُدُّونَ أَهْلَ بَدْرٍ فِيكُمْ. O Nabi of Allah, what do you regard the participants of Badr as? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as the best of people. And Jibreel mentioned, وَكَذَلِكَ مَنْ شَهِدَ بَدْرًا مِنَ الْمَلَائِكَ. Likewise, those malaika who came to assess the Muslims, Allah has given them status over the other malaika. Just as those sahaba participated, they are superior. Likewise, those malaika that came down, they are superior to the other malaika. My respected brothers, this help of Almighty Allah, which was with the sahaba ikram ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, on what grounds was this help of Almighty Allah with the sahaba? And why isn't the help of Almighty Allah found today with the Muslim ummah? Today billions are holding the ghilaf of the Kaaba. What is happening? Billions are crying at the ghilaf of the Kaaba. Ya Allah, we have been oppressed. Ya Allah, we have been targeted. Islam no more remains a threat. Islam is no more a fear. That awe that Allah had kept in the hearts of the kuffar in the era of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that when Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu comes to Palestine, torn in tattered clothes, so Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah radiallahu anhu said, oh Amirul Mu'mineen, you are going to confront respectable people, noble people. So how nice it would have been if you wear a beautiful garment, an expensive outfit. So first Umar radiallahu anhu said, oh Abu Ubaidah, how nice it would have been if I heard the statement from someone other than you. Then he said, inna kunna adalla qawmin fa'a'azzana Allahu bil-Islam. Fa'mahma natlubu al-izza bighayri ma a'azzana Allah, adallana Allah. Allah, we were a disgraced nation. Jafar radiallahu anhu addressed the king, and what did he mention? Kunna qawman ahla jahiliyya na'budu al-asnam. We used to rub our foreheads before the stone. Abu Raja Utaridi rahmatullah alayhi said in Bukhari Sharif, second volume, kunna na'budu hajaran. We used to worship one stone. Fa'idha wajadana hajaran khayran minhu alqaynahu wa akhadna al-akhir. When we seen another stone that used to glitter more, we said, no, this is a more khuda than this one. This is how ignorant we were. We used to get rid of that first god and we say, he is helpless, this one will help us. نأتي الأرحام نأكل الميتة ونسيء الجوار. Every vice was prevalent among us. فأعزنا الله بالإسلام. But Allah elevated us through this noble religion of Islam. ربما يود الذين كفروا لو كانوا مسلمين ربما يود الذين كفروا لو كانوا مسلمين. Allah says, today I have given you iman, you regard it insignificant, and your mouth is watering for the glitter and the glamour and the life of the kuffar. Tomorrow that kafir is going to cry in front of me, Allah, you gave him iman, why not me? Today when Allah has given us this iman, we undermine this iman. فَمَهْمَا نَتْرُبُ الْعِزَّ بِغَيْرِ مَا أَعَزَّنَ اللَّهِ. If we will search for honor, respect and dignity in anything other than that via which Allah has honored us, Allah will disgrace us. He did not mention that Allah will not give us izzat. What did he mention? If the Muslim searches for honor and he searches for the help of Allah in anything other than the deen of Allah, then one is to say that Allah will not grant him that success and he will not be successful in that attempt of his. But he mentions Allah will disgrace the Muslim ummah. وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا فَتَفْشَلُوا وَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ وَاصْبِرُوا. Do not quarrel amongst yourself. Do not have division amongst yourself. It will weaken the foundation of the Muslim ummah. فَتَفْشَلُوا, you will become coward. The astonishing factor is that this is that very same ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is that very same ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That 23 years of dedicated effort of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on Sahaba Ikram ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'een. That in the company of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Bilal radiallahu anhu was an Abyssinian. Suhaib radiallahu anhu was a Roman. Salman radiallahu anhu was a Persian. Abu Zar radiallahu anhu belonged to the Ghifar clan. Allahu Akbar. Zimad radiallahu anhu, who was Azdi, who belonged to the Azd. Abu Tufail ibn Amr Dawsi, who belonged to the Dawsi clan. Abu Sufyan Amawi. Abu Huraira Dawsi. What different nationalities and different backgrounds. But after reciting the kalima la ilaha illallah, such brotherhood, such muhabbat, such unity, that Abu Jahm bin Huzaifa radiallahu anhu mentions, on the occasion of Yarmouk, I came in the search of my cousin and I brought some water with me. When I reach and I approach my cousin to quench his thirst, it is extremely hot. It is the battlefield. We can imagine the hunger and the thirst that must have been experienced. As I was about to give him the water, he heard someone else groaning. So he could not speak. يُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصًا. They gave preference to others, even if it meant inviting death to themselves. He pointed towards this person. As I approached him, he overheard a third man groaning. When I got to the third one, he had already taken his last breath. Immediately I rushed back to the second one. He had taken his last breath. I came back to my cousin. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. All three went, but they sacrificed a glass of water for the partner. Such brotherhood, the dunya has never seen and will never see. Such loyalty, such kindness, such muhabbat, such affection will never be found. Allahu Akbar. My respected brothers, Islam is that religion that has given us huquq and rights of everyone. A person has the rights of his parents. وَاعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا. First is the rights of Allah. Don't ascribe partners with Allah وَإِنْ حُرِّقْتَ, even if you are burnt. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. The rights of your parents. إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. They see to their needs. If one of them reach such an age where they cannot finance themselves, then assist them. مَنْ نَذْرَ إِلَىٰ وَالِدَيْهِ نَذْرَ رَحْمَةٍ كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَهُ بِكُلِّ نَذْرَةٍ حَجَّةً مَبْرُورًا. قَالُوا وَإِنْ نَذْرَ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ مِئَةَ مَرَّةٍ قَالَ نَعَمْ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ وَأَطْيَبُ. That person who looks at his father or his parents with the eyes of love, mercy, and not the nasty looks that unfortunately today the youth cast on their parents. كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَهُ بِكُلِّ نَذْرَةٍ حَجَّةً مَبْرُورًا. On every side, Allah will give him an accepted hajj. O Nabi of Allah, if someone looks at his father 100 times a day, Allah will give him the reward of 100 hajj. There's no deficiency and there's no shortage in the khazana of Allah. وَاعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Then Almighty Allah says, وَذِي الْقُرْبَى, the relatives, وَالْيَتَامَى, the orphans, أَنَا وَكَافِلُ الْيَتِيمِ فِي الْجَنَّةِ هَكَذَا. myself and the one who sees to the needs of the orphan will be resurrected so close on the day of Qiyamah. Wal masakin, the poor. Wal jari bil qurba, wal jari al junub, was sahibi bil jam, wabin is sabil. So Islam is that religion, that hukuk and rights is a very broad circle. In fact, qurban ho huzur ki ta'aleem par, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us the rights of the animal kingdom. When you slaughter that animal, then sharpen the knife. Don't inconvenience that animal. Don't put that animal through difficulty. Ittaqullaha fi hadhihi al-baha'im al-mu'jama. Fear Allah in these dumb animals. Farkabuha salihatan wa trukuha saliha. When you mount onto the horse, then make sure it has sufficient drink, sufficient grass, sufficient shelter, sleep, etc. When you leave it, make sure it is in a good condition. The question is, my respected brothers, when Islam has taught us the rights of the animal kingdom, how we should treat the horse and how we should treat the camel and how we should treat the sheep when we slaughter in it, then my question is, that person who has the name of Allah in his heart, who is the flag bearer of the kalima la ilaha illallah, he has no status in the eyes of Allah? He has no rights upon us? Because of him, Allah's qasam, the sun is rising and setting. Because of this Muslim, the sun is rising and setting. Balki Quran aur hadith ke mutala se hume ye baat bhi pata chalti hai, that if a person comes before Allah, disobeying Allah and a deficiency in carrying out the commandments of Almighty Allah, there are chances that perhaps Allah will pardon him. But if a man comes with a weakness and a fault and a defect in huququl ibad, the rights of insan, then Jahannam is his abode. أَتَدْرُونَ مَنِ الْمُفْلِسِ O my Sahaba, do you know who is a pauper? قَالُوا الْمُفْلِسُ فِينَا مَنْ لَا دِرْهَمَ لَهُ وَلَا مَتَعُ O Nabi of Allah, the man who hasn't got no wealth, no property, no possession. He owns nothing. He is a pauper. He is a bankrupt man. قَالَ إِنَّ الْمُفْلِسَ مِنْ أُمَّتِي مَنْ يَأْتِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ بِصَلَاةٍ وَصِيَامٍ وَزَكَاةٍ وَيَأْتِي قَدْ شَتَمَ هَذَا وَأَكَلَ مَالَ هَذَا وَضَرَبَ هَذَا وَسَفَكَ دَمَ هَذَا فَيُعْطَى هَذَا مِنْ حَسَنَاتِهِ وَهَذَا مِنْ حَسَنَاتِهِ فَإِنْ فَنِيَتْ حَسَنَاتُهُ قَبْلَ أَنْ يُقْضَى عَلَيْهِ أُخِذَ مِنْ خَطَايَاهُمْ فَتُرِحَتْ عَلَيْهِ ثُمَّ تُرِحَ فِي النَّارِ O my Sahaba, a pauper from my ummah is that man who will come with 20 years of salah, tahajjud, chas, israq, awabin, nawafil, zakat, nafil, charity, every act, fara'is, optional, sunan, mustahabbat. But at the same time, وَيَأْتِي قَدْ شَتَمَ هَذَا He swore someone, he spoke ill of someone, وَأَكَلَ مَالَ هَذَا And he took the rights of someone, وَضَرَبَ هَذَا And he hit someone, وَسَفَكَ دَمَ هَذَا And he killed and he murdered someone, فَيُعْطَى هَذَا مِنْ حَسَنَاتِ All of them will line up before Allah, and Allah will say, now you start taking from his good deeds, till such a time will come, his good deeds will be exhausted, Allah will say, you take your bad deeds, drop it on his shoulder, and Allah will command the malaika, now throw him headlong in the fire of Jahannam. Allah save us all. This is the darja of a Muslim in the eyes of Allah. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah ali, my respected brothers, unity will only come when we understand and we appreciate who the Muslims are. Until you and I cannot understand who a Muslim is, until then we won't have love for him. Musa alayhi salatu wassalam told Allah, in his absence, those that worship the calf. So Allah, like Allah mentions in the Quran, فَقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ فتوبوا إلى بارئكم فاقتلوا أنفسكم ذلكم خير لكم عند بارئكم فتاب عليكم إنه هو التواب الرحيم. O Musa, the form of repentance is that those that did not worship the calf must kill those that worship the calf. So Musa lifted his hands and he said, Oh Allah, make it such that you forgive my ummah by repenting to you without them being murdered. Oh Allah, forgive them. Allah said, Hey Musa, Rona, to cry before me and then the sins to be pardoned. This has been reserved for the followers of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Your ummah, if they want tawbah, they must behead. Jalalain writes 70,000 were killed at their own hands. But to lift their hands and cry and forgiveness must be announced. This is for the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi has written up to 23 rights of a Muslim. Up to 23 rights. The ulama have mentioned the first right that every Muslim has upon us. It's such that if it is found, then everything will follow up in sequence. Muhabbat, affection. To have a soft corner in our heart for the Muslim brothers. فَإِن تَابُوا وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَوُوا الزَّكَاةَ فَإِخْوَانُكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ. Yes, yesterday this man was a kafir. But once he repented, and he came in the fold of Islam, and he turned to Allah, now he is your brother. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu says, we were sitting in Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Umar ibn Wahab comes, قَدْ أَنَاخَ رَاحِلَتَهُ عَلَىٰ بَابِ الْمَسْجِدِ. He sits his camel outside Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I seen him coming. اتَّقُوا فِرَاسَةَ الْمُؤْمِنِ فَإِنَّهُ يَنْدُرُ بِنُورِ اللَّهِ. I recognized, like Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, fear the firasat in the iman of a believer. He sees with the light of Allah. With the divine light of Allah, I sense that this man has come with some ulterior motives. Ya Rasulallah, ma ja'a illa li sharrin. Khuda ki qasam, ye koi bura maqsad leke aaya hai. Anyway, he comes in the presence of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The incident is very long. He accepts Islam. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu mentions, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ لَخِنْزِيرٌ كَانَ أَحَبَّ إِلَيَّ مِنْ عُمَيْرٍ حِينَ طَلَأَ عَلَيْنَا وَهُوَ الْيَوْمْ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنْ بَعْضِ وُلْدِي. Allah's Qasam, the day Umair came to Masjid al-Nabawi, a swine was more beloved to me. But no sooner did he recite the kalima, everything collapsed immediately. Today Umair is more beloved to me than my blood son. Mawlana Ibrahim Dewla Damat Barakatuhum mentioned on one occasion that there is nothing as nationalities. Every person that is born, he is a unit of the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we will think in these lines that the animosity that we hold in our hearts, that those Muslims must suffer and this must happen to them, it will not happen. Why? Because he's part of me and I'm part of him. If we think in those lines. وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ أَشِدَّاءُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ تَرَاهُمْ رُكَّعًا سُجَّدًا يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانًا. Allah mentions the quality of the Sahaba. أَشِدَّاءُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ. When it came to the enemies of Islam, they were very staunch. They were very severe. But when it came among themselves, ruhama, the muhabbat and the affection and the love and the kindness and the loyalty that was prevalent among them cannot be explained. My respected brothers, Islam is that beautiful religion that has taught us to respect every Muslim, and even if he is a transgressor and he violates the orders of Allah, we will dislike that crime, but we love him. Why? Because he has the name of Allah in his heart. One person will come in front of Allah on the day of Qiyamah. Allahu Akbar. 99 registers of evil. Kullu sijillin mithla maddil basar. The length of one register will be as far as the eye can see. 99 registers will be placed on the side of the scale. Allah will ask him, أَظَلَمَكَ كَتَبَتِي الْحَافِظُونَ. Have my angels oppressed you in recording these 99 registers of which you are free of? He says, no, Allah. أَفَلَكَ عُذْرٌ. Have you got a valid excuse? Can you justify what has been attributed? He will say, no, Allah. فَتُخْرَجُ الْبِطَاقَ. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, one piece of paper will be taken out. La ilaha illallah, the name of Allah, the oneness of Allah. I bring iman and the oneness of Allah in the finality of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like us, he will undermine that paper and he will say, Ya Allah, ma hadhihi al-bitaqa ma hadhihi al-sijillat. Ya Allah, don't even put this paper on the other side of the scale, I'll only be more embarrassed. That's all. The words of the hadith. What weight will this paper hold in? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, فَتُخْرَجُ الْبِطَاقَةِ, that piece of paper will be placed. فَثَقُلَتِ الْبِطَاقَةِ, that piece of paper will outweigh the 99 registers, because the name of Allah is the greatest and will remain the greatest. Nothing can dominate the name of Allah. This mu'min has the name of Allah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes in front of the Kaaba. Are wo Kaaba, jo tajalliyat ka markaz hai, jo mahbat-e-anwar hai, جس کی پہلی اینٹ فرشتوں نے رکھی, جس کے معمار ہونے کا شرف ابراہیم خلیل الرحمن کو ہے, جس کے طواف زمین پہ انسان کرتے ہیں آسمان میں فرشتے کرتے ہیں, جس کی ایک اینٹ جنت کی اینٹ ہے, جس کی شہادت کے بعد قیامت. حضور نے فرمایا, اے کعبہ تو بڑا اونچا, تیرا مقام بڑا اونچا, تیرا مرتبہ بڑا اونچا, لیکن سن لے مسلمان کی حرمت تجھ سے بڑھ کر. That Kaaba, that the first brick was placed by Ibrahim, the friend of Allah. That Kaaba, that one brick of it is a brick of Jannat. That Kaaba, that insan makes tawaf on this earth and 70,000 malaika making tawaf of Baitul Mamur in the skies. Nabi Sassam looks at this Kaaba and says, indeed you have been honored, respected, but the honor and the hurmat of a Muslim is greater than you. Allahu Akbar. My respected brothers, they say the example of the one that transgresses Allah, who violates the orders of Allah, is like that Mubarak page of the Quran that is in dirty water. Na'uzu billah, are we going to kick that page because it is in dirty water? No additional respect is going to be given to that page comparatively to the Quran that is in the shelf. Why? Because it is the words of Allah. Likewise, the Muslim that is in sin, he is like the page of Quran that is in water. More muhabbat and more affection and more love is to be given to him. And after all, besides Anbiya, my respected brothers, who else is exempted from sins? Besides Anbiya, who else is exempted from sins? All of us are drowning in our sins. When one Muslim has jealousy for a next Muslim, it comes in the hadith, all his good is destroyed. When he looks down upon his Muslim brother, then before that man can fall in his eyes, Allah's qasam, you have fallen in the eyes of Allah. بِحَسْبِ امْرِئٍ مِّنَ الشَّرِّ أَن يَحْقِرَ أَخَاهُ الْمُسْلِمِ. Before he can fall in your eyes, you have fallen in the eyes of Allah. We are no one to judge, my respected brothers. There was an incident of a pious man. And on the other hand, there was a transgressor. So he told this person, you know, you with your amal, Allah will never forgive you. So Allah said, مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَتَأَلَّى عَلَيَّ أَنِّي لَا أَغْفِرُ لِفُلَانِ. Who is deciding for me? The one that you said, I will never pardon, I have pardoned, and your abode is Jahannam. Musa alayhi salatu was sitting in the room. Allahu Akbar. We are no one to judge any creation of Allah. The droppings of a lizard fell on him. So he looked at it and he says, Ya Allah, why have you created this lizard? What good is this lizard for? So Allah told Musa alayhi salam, Musa, this lizard is asking me, Allah, why you created Musa? What good is Musa for? Ya Allah, what good is Musa? Who is Musa? One person was walking in the jungle. There was a pious person sitting there. The cloud was giving him shelter. This was a transgressor that walked past. He thought to himself, hi, this must be the friend of Allah. Look at the help of Allah. So he said, no, I will go and sit in this man's company. As he came close to this person, this brother, this pious, so-called pious man, looked at him with the eyes of nafrat. And he disliked his presence. Immediately the cloud shifted from this pious person and sheltered this transgressor. Wahi came on the Nabi of that zamana immediately to tell both of them to start their life from today, because of the takabbur of that pious man, all his good has been washed away, and because of the simplicity of this man, all his evil deeds have been pardoned. Tell them to start today. Wahi came on the Nabi of the zamana immediately. لو أن أهل السماء وأهل الأرض اشتركوا في دم مؤمن لأكبهم الله في النار. سمعت أبا هريرة وأبا سعيد الخدري يذكران عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لو أن أهل السماء وأهل الأرض اشتركوا في دم مؤمن لأكبهم الله في النار. ترمذي الشريف second volume. If all the dwellers of the skies and the dwellers of the earth get together and kill one innocent Muslim, Allah will take revenge on behalf of that person from everyone, and Allah will throw them everyone in Jahannam. In Ibn Majah there is one hadith. My respected brothers, we haven't understood who this ummati is. We haven't understood who this ummati is. They say when the cow stays with the sheep, then the cow feels I'm also like the sheep. The cow forgets what darja Allah has given this cow. It comes in Ibn Majah, the destruction of the entire world is lighter in the eyes of Allah than the murdering of one innocent Muslim. The destruction of the entire dunya is lighter in the eyes of Allah than the murder of one innocent Muslim. So the first quality that was found in Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in was that ukhuwat, was that brotherhood. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. None of you can be a true believer until he does not love for his Muslim brother what he loved for himself. Islam is such a beautiful religion that the teachings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that if you see a disabled man, we have been taught one dua on that occasion. Alhamdulillah, الذي عافاني مما ابتلاه به وفضلني على كثير ممن خلق تفضيلا. So when you see this disabled man, at that time read this dua praising Allah for his bounty upon you, but read this dua softly, don't read it loudly, that this disabled man must see that people are looking at me and thanking Allah that they are not like me. Don't break his heart on that occasion, read that dua softly. He must not feel that he is inferior to you. At the same time, you be grateful to Allah. So much Islam has considered the rights of the Muslims. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, how will this unity come about? لا تدخل الجنة حتى تؤمنوا. You will not enter into Jannah until you don't bring full iman on Almighty Allah. ولا تؤمنوا حتى تحبوا. And your iman is incomplete until you don't have muhabbat and love and affection. أَوَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ شَيْءٍ إِذَا فَعَلْتُمُوهُ تَحَابَبْتُمْ. Must I not inform you of something which if it will become common amongst you, Allah will unite your heart. أَفْشُ السَّلَامَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Make salam عام. And in Bukhari Sharif, تَقْرَأُ السَّلَامَ عَلَىٰ مَنْ عَرَفْتَ وَمَنْ لَمْ تَعْرِفْ. Greet those who you know and those who you don't know also. Today we know a man. Assalamu alaikum. By kemcho tabiyat. Now someone else greeted us. He seen we're a Muslim. Icon shiva. Where did I meet this guy? Why is he greeting me? No. Ala man arabta wa man lam ta'rif. You know the man or not? He has iman. Greet him. Allah mentions regarding the child that you adopt, he will not become your child. In other words, he will not inherit from the father. Udu'uhum li'aba'ihim huwa aqsatu 'inda Allah, and address him by his father. In other words, attach the surname of his father to him. فَإِن لَمْ تَعْلَمُوا آبَاءَهُمْ. You don't know his father. فَإِخْوَانُكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ. Nothing to worry. You have the greatest link is your brother. It's not based on his father's name or on his surname. He is your brother. That is sufficient. My respected brothers, two things has disunited the ummah. One occasion, Aisha radiallahu anha told Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, حَسْبُكَ مِنْ سَفِيَّةَ كَذَا وَكَذَا. O Nabi of Allah, after all, the Azwaji Mutahharat were insan. They were not Anbiya. They were not exempted from crime and evil. So he said, Safiya radiallahu anha is so short. Nabi sallallahu said, Aisha, you have uttered such a statement that if the statement has to be placed in the oceans of this dunya, Allah's qasam, all the water of this dunya will become napak. If liquid form could be given to the statement of yours, and then it must be dropped into the oceans, la najasatil bahar to dunya ke samandar napak ho jayenge. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la yaskhar qawmun min qawmin asa an yakunu khayran minhum. O you who believe, don't mock at anyone. Perhaps the one you are mocking at has a status higher than yours in the eyes of Allah. Then Allah highlights the woman, because it's common. Allah mentions, وَلَا نِسَاءٌ مِّن نِسَاءٍ عَسَىٰ عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُنَّ خَيْرًا مِّنْهُنْ. The woman should not condemn and criticize one another. Unfortunately, today we find it is the nature of many of ours. Lanat is every second word. Inna par Allah ni lanat awe. But who are we to send the lanat of Allah? Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, one person came in front of Nabi Sassam, qad shariba khabran. He had consumed liquor. So according to the Islamic law, we started pelting him and hitting him. فَمِنَّ الضَّارِبُ بِيَدِهِ وَمِنَّ الضَّارِبُ بِثَوْبِهِ وَمِنَّ الضَّارِبُ بِنَعْلِهِ. Some hitting him with the clothes, with the shoes, etc. In the process, someone said, أَخْزَاكَ اللَّهِ May Allah disgrace you. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, تُو كون آگئے اللہ کے لئے فیصلہ کرنے کے لئے. لا تقولوا, who are you to make the decision for Allah? What if his tawbah has given him a darjah higher than yours? إِيَّاكُمْ وَالظَّنِّ فَإِنَّ الظَّنِّ أَكْذَبُ الْحَدِيثِ. Save yourself from the evil thought. We have been taught that if we see someone speaking, for example, to a girl, so we will interpret it positively. Perhaps it's his mother, perhaps it is his sister, perhaps it's his aunt. Of course, if we are not definite. Now today, unfortunately, we see a man coming to the masjid, we know he's reading namaz, he's reformed, the good will interpret evil. No, he came for name and fame. The teachings of Islam is, when you see something bad and you are not definite, then interpret it into good and positively. Today when we see good, we interpret it as bad. He's got some ulterior motives, but he hasn't reformed. He's got some other thing up his sleeves. This has weakened the strength of the Muslim Ummah. This has divided the Muslim Ummah. And the second quality, my respected brothers, is that of jealousy. Jealousy has actually broken and destroyed the Muslim Ummah. That is why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Anas radiyallahu anhu, Ya Anas, لا تبيتن ليلة ولا تصبحن يوما وفي قلبك غش لأحد من أهل الإسلام. Don't spend one night in your entire lifespan or one day in your entire lifespan that you have jealousy or hatred in your heart for any Muslim. فَإِنَّ هَذَا مِن سُنَّتِي. This is my practice, that my heart is clean. وَمَنْ أَخَذَ بِسُنَّتِي فَقَدْ أَحَبَّنِي وَمَنْ أَحَبَّنِي فَهُوَ مَعِي فِي الْجَنَّةِ. Whoever holds to my practice, he loves me, and whoever loves me, tell him, will be like this in Jannat. So close. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in one hadith, this has actually divided the ummah, that shaitan has become despondent to introduce idol worship in the Arabian Peninsula. After the coming of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, idol worship has been destroyed. So shaitan has become despondent once again to turn people towards idol worship. But he has seen one opening. There's one opening, and that opening is to create disunity amongst them, that for years blood brothers don't speak. We know the politics that are happening in families today, my respected brothers. Nabi Kareem Sasam mentions, not to speak to your Muslim brother for 1 year is like to kill him. Kasafki damihi, Tirmizi Sharif. Tu'aradu alayya amalu ummati yawm al-ithnain wa yawm al-khamis. فيغفر لكل عبد لا يشرك بالله شيئا إلا امرأة كانت بينه وبين أخيه شحناء فيقال أنظروا هذين حتى يصطلحا أنظروا هذين حتى يصطلحا. Mondays and Thursdays I receive the actions of my ummah. Allah forgives all my ummah. Whoever makes dua, Allah forgives them, with the exception of those who do not ascribe partners to Allah. But one category of my ummah is not forgiven. Those two Muslims who don't speak, Allah mentions, tell them if they want to come, they must start speaking. Otherwise, there's no chance of tawbah for them. لا يحل لمسلم أن يهجر أخاه فوق ثلاث فمن هجر فوق ثلاث فمات دخل النار. It is not permissible for you not to speak to your Muslim brother for more than 3 days. In the process, if you left this dunya, your abode is Jahannam. Nabi Kareem Sahasam walking past Sahaba Ikram, he seen some people carrying something. So Nabi Sahasam asked, what is this? They said, oh Nabi of Allah, the one that can carry this is regarded as the strongest. Nabi Kareem Sahasam said, oh my Sahaba, you know who is the strongest in the eyes of Allah? That man who is not speaking to his brother, and months and years have lapsed, and now he breaks that ice, and he breaks the back of the devil, and he displeases the devil, and he goes against his nafs, and he takes that step towards his house, and he picks up the phone, and he greets him with a salam. This is a strong man in the eyes of Allah. He is a strong person. He deserves credit. Anyway, continuing with the rights of the Muslims. The ulama have written the second right that every believer has. I'm mentioning these things, my respected brothers. If we will appreciate and understand the rights of the Muslim, then inshallah we'll have azmat in our hearts for the Muslim. And when there will be azmat and when there will be unity, now the help of Allah will come. And remember, Nabi Kareem Sahasam says, the kamal is in the one that greets first. The beauty part and the thawab is for the one that greets first. The one that is going to make salam the first time, Allah's help is going to come with him. It comes in the hadith, like we know. By the dunya, we're not living in Jannah. We are not living in Jannah. So naturally, we cannot have muhabbat and affection with everyone. But Nabi Kareem Sahasam mentioned, صِلُوا أَرْحَامَكُمْ وَلَوْ بِالسَّلَامِ. Joint ties and relations, even if it means only via salam. Assalamu alaikum. But everyone can be your friend. But at the same time, don't make him your enemy. Salam is also kalam. Salam is the greatest kalam. You ask in the help of Allah. صِلُوا أَرْحَامَكُمْ وَلَوْ بِالسَّلَامِ. Nabi Kareem Sahasam, the ulama have written, the second right of a Muslim, a believer, is that no sooner he recites the kalima la ilaha illallah, his jaan, his life is protected by Allah. Now my respected brothers, today in these gang fights amongst the youth, this has become such a common thing that Allah ki panah, Allah ki panah, where Muslims are leaving this world at the hands of Muslims. Usama radiallahu anhu says, Nabi Kareem Sahasam sent us to Qabila Juhayna. That was one tribe. And we were challenging the army, the kuffar. And I was about to pierce the sword into one person when he recited the kalima. But I thought for a moment that this man has recited the kalima to protect himself. He's not genuine. So I pierced the sword. When I returned, he was known as Hibbu Rasulillah, the beloved of Nabi Sahasam. I narrated the incident to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, oh Usama, what guarantee have you got that he's not a genuine Muslim? A person, look at the severity of a man whose iman is mashkook, is indefinite. Halla shaqaqta qalba, did you tear his heart open and see what was genuine or not? Hazrat Usama said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reprimanded me so much that I thought to myself, I wish I didn't mention it to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Usama, kal agar wo Allah ke samne kalma parta hua uthega to tu kya jawab dega? Tomorrow if he stands up as a Muslim and Allah resurrects him as a Muslim and you have taken the soul of one Muslim on the authority of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, who is the authority of tafsir, the father of tafsir, he says, like Allah mentions, وَمَنْ يَقْتُلْ مُؤْمِنًا مُتَعَمِّدًا فَجَزَاؤُهُ جَهَنَّمْ. Whoever kills one Muslim innocently, his abode is Jahannam.